Some would say investing in the stock market is an act of faith. A new national survey says many people take that notion literally. The poll by Mennonite Mutual Aid shows more than half of all investors' stock choices are guided by religious and ethical beliefs. Investment companies have responded with more than a dozen religious investment funds. From member station KPLU in Seattle, Jason DeRose reports on two such funds.
Say you're Catholic, you have some money to invest, and you want to do so in a way that reflects your environmentalism and your opposition to war. A so-called socially responsible investment fund may filter out companies that pollute or manufacture weapons, but Jeff Peterson, president of Carlyle Social Investments in Kennewick, Washington, says such a fund may not reflect Catholic moral teaching.
What may be socially responsible to one person may be a so-called sin stock to another person.
His company created the Carlyle Catholic Index Fund earlier this year. The fund screens out all publicly traded companies involved in such things as abortion, contraception, gender and racial discrimination, and military spending. That means Peterson was left with about 1,400 stocks. It also means the fund excludes 30 of the best performing companies like General Electric and Pfizer.
13 out of 30 were excluded for environmental reasons. Discrimination, social justice type issues showed up in about 12 of those 30 companies. Abortion, contraceptives, that showed up 5 or 6 times out of 30.
The fund's investments are guided by principles set forth by the National Conference of Catholic Bishops. Those values were attractive to Yakima Bishop Carlos Sevilla. His diocese invested $3.5 million in the Carlyle Fund because he believes making money shouldn't be the only goal when people invest.
If they're simply looking for the best possible return, that doesn't sufficiently attend to the basic human condition and the reality of human life in the world today. We have to see the good of the community, the good of society as a whole, as what should guide us in all of our activities.
Santa Clara University finance professor Meyer Statman sees a general trend toward people wanting to integrate their economic lives and their values.
People want their investments to reflect who they are in the same way that people want their cars and their clothing and their clubs and pretty much everything else that they're associated with to reflect who they are.
Professor Statman says a study he conducted between 1990 and 1998 shows many religious funds performed about the same as the S&P 500 index, and in one case, better.
The Domini index, in fact, beat the S&P 500 index by roughly 1.5%.
Other religions have had to work harder to adapt to America's economic landscape. In 1984, a Muslim investment club wanted a mutual fund faithful to Sharia, or Islamic law. But there were two problems. Faithful Muslims should neither incur debt nor accrue interest. Two Islamic scholars took the dilemma to financial advisor Nicholas Kaiser.
And one said, you know, I'm very concerned about debt. And I said, well, we did a study of that. Found that there are 35 stocks in the S&P 500 at the time that had no debt. He said that would be very good. His compatriot said, now I'm very concerned about companies that are making money from interest. And I said, well, that right wipes out the other 35 because they have large cash hoards and they do make money from interest.
Some of these rules are quite applicable in an Islamic environment.
Yaqub Mirza is one of the original investment club members.
Here in North America, we have a special situation where the Sharia scholars would have to consider the environment which is around us.
Mirza says the scholars agreed to compromise. A certain amount of debt was allowed, as was earning interest, as long as it wasn't a company's main business. Other Sharia guidelines prohibiting alcohol, pork, pornography, and gambling were easier to implement.
For some people, it is a matter of just holding stocks of companies that do not revolt them. For other people, this is just the beginning for social action.
Professor Meyer Statman says religious investors who also participate as active shareholders can have a powerful impact on companies.
There are people who combine the passive part of investing, the part that I call holding the banner, with the part that I call the sword, the social activity that is in fact much more effective in inducing change.
Statman says when religious investors are involved shareholders, they stand a better chance of persuading corporations to alter their practices. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Seattle.